A very warm welcome to the Harrogate Family Law Show. It's the April show, as if we're in April already, 4 months into the year. So I'm joined by Emma. Emma, welcome again.
Thank you, James. We're here again.
So today, what are we going to be looking at? What are we discussing in the show?
So last month, we spoke a little bit about the importance of obtaining a final financial court order on divorce. It can take many months for a financial agreement to be reached and approved by the court. And many people who are considering embarking on the divorce process are obviously concerned about how their financial needs of the family will be met in the interim. So what we're going to talk about today is interim spousal maintenance and the circumstances when this may and may not be appropriate. So interim spousal maintenance is a payment made by the financially stronger spouse to the financially weaker spouse to assist them with meeting their income needs pending a final financial court order. We're also going to touch a little bit upon financial provision for biological children of the marriage as well.
Okay, brilliant. So if I've come to the decision that my marriage is an end and I want to resolve the financial matters, what should I really be thinking about?
Yeah. Well, if you're not the main breadwinner but have remained in the family home and your spouse has moved out, the running costs of the home and the mortgage will still need to be met. And if bills or the mortgage fall into arrears, this could have serious long-term implications for your credit rating. So you should consider every potential financial need, both now and also in the future. So this will need to include costs such as food, petrol, mortgage payments and bills. What you should do ideally is to create a schedule of monthly outgoings, which details absolutely all of the expenditure that you can think of. So the benchmark is the standard of living you enjoyed during the marriage. So, for example, if there are items of expenditure you do not presently have because you can't afford them, but which you did incur historically, then you should include them on the schedule you prepare with a view to discussing them with your solicitor.
Okay, brilliant. So that sounds like it could be quite tricky to calculate from what you were mentioning.
Yeah, it can be in some circumstances. So completing the schedule of monthly outgoings is an exercise that people actually rarely enjoy completing, unfortunately. And because of that, it may be quite tempting to come up with a figure as quickly as possible. However, it is really, really important to make sure that any interim arrangement is based as closely as possible on historic and future lifestyle needs and expectations. So where appropriate, interim payments are one of the first things that need to be addressed following an application for divorce. But it's important to have one eye, ultimately, on the likely eventual outcome of your financial settlement. So the difficulty is that without having full financial information, it's really quite difficult to reach an accurate estimate of your needs. So sometimes some careful detective work is needed to gauge the standard of living of the family and the income of your spouse. And if we do have reliable details of the other party's earnings, so much the better.
Yeah.
But otherwise, a tactical approach can be needed to estimate how much can be claimed. So we will have a discussion with you, ask you about things such as cars, holidays, shopping habits, just to try and build up that picture of the family's past lifestyle, income level, and also future financial need.
So coming up in the second part, we're going to have a look at whether interim maintenance is always appropriate. So that's coming up for us on the Harrogate Family Law Show.